this day and age with, you know, you guys being able to be in the locker room and even the social media that we have, it's hard to stay away from. But it was really surprising, you know, Coach McCarthy coming in and just being as positive as ever. And that's very uplifting. And we went to meetings, especially in the meeting, we went to offense, defensive meetings, just on a positive note. And we went on there, we started, you know, learning about the Eagles and all that stuff. So, you know, kudos to Coach McCarthy. He's a great leader for our team, and he's doing a great job encouraging us.
How important is that, this position, Micah, just to be able to have kind of even keel mindset that you talked about?
Yeah.
That when things are going well, not getting too high, but, you know, you've got to...
It's a week-to-week business. You know, I said it all the time, but, you know, we seem to have a great performance, and, you know, everyone's high on us, and we come out and we, you know, we lose four straight like this, and it's, you know, it's the end of the world. So, yeah, we just got to go out there and try to, like I said, it's an opportunity on Monday. We got to go out there and try to get a win, and, you know, that's all that matters to us right now.
Mike, how badly does this defense need some kind of jarring play? I mean, right now you want to go for a game, but the way things have been going for you guys,
yeah.
I mean, just a play or a quarter where you're taking balls away and doing something that doesn't allow the other team to impose what they want to do on you.
Yeah, and it is tough. You know, the ball's not bouncing our way. You can see a lot of times on film that if there is a fumble, we're close to it. If there is a tip ball, we're close to it. You know, but and then, you know, it's kind of disappointing as you watch film around the league and you see guys just get balls just tipped right to them for a touchdown and stuff like that. But, you know, you just got to keep hustling. You got to keep, you know, doing what you can do, and hopefully the ball will bounce your way eventually.
Michael, when you, like the Eagles, they're unbeaten at home. When you see something like that, do you say, well, fine, or does it like, hey, they're a tougher team at home? How does something like that hit you?
Well, I think around the league, you know, you want to have that home field advantage. You know, we like to play in Lambeau. We got the home crowd and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, this is the NFL. Week in and week out, any team can beat any team, and we understand that. And, you know, I'm sure they understand that too. So it's going to be a tough environment for us to play in, but, you know, we're ready for it. And it's, like I said, it's another opportunity for us to go out there and get a win.
Mike, once again, hey, you know, maybe the strongest part of the receiving corps is their tight end group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got a couple, three. And, you know, what do you see from them?
Weapons that can do it all. You know, you got your guys that are more like receivers that, you know, like we saw last week. You got your blocking guys. You know, you got guys that can, you know, catch the screens and take it to the house. They just have it all. They got good receivers, good backs. You know, obviously a good quarterback that's doing well right now. So, just another challenge. It's the NFL, man. You get it week in and week out, and you got to go out there and you got to compete.
Michael, you guys used to lick your chops at the prospect of playing a rookie quarterback. You know what I mean? Dom's defenses were often very confusing. But given where you guys are personnel-wise, can you still be confusing to a green player, if you will?
I think that, yeah, you can. It's all about disguising and what you show the quarterback. You know, I think that we've been doing a okay job at that. Obviously, we can get better. You can get better week in and week out with your disguise and stuff like that. Try to give the quarterback a different picture of what you're playing. But, yeah, I mean, Rick quarterback, from what we hear, he's smart. He shows it on the field that he's smart. He's controlling that offense well. And, you know, it's going to be a tough task for us.